Welcome back to Let's Go Michigan with Jeff Sloan on WJR. Once again, with a 5,000-foot view of Michigan business and events, here's Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Go Michigan. Well, one of the things when we say Let's Go Michigan in the winter is let's go north? Snowmobiling, let's go up north, let's go enjoy winter sports, let's go skiing, let's go ice fishing, all the things that make a great winter. For those of us who love winter activities, outdoor activities in the winter, we're kind of missing it. Where is it? Where's the winter?
Jack Frost missed us.
It's really unbelievable. Well, I got to tell you, not only does it decay quality of life for those of us who live here and love to, as I say, partake in winter sports, it's also having a huge impact on businesses here in the state of Michigan that depend on a typical Michigan winter, or at least some facsimile of it. Something close to a typical winter would be great. There's no continuity, and it's hard for people to plan vacations, to go up north skiing. Do you spend all that money? Do you commit to go and then go up there and there's no snow? And it's a big problem. Well, to tell us all about it, we've got Rose White, economic reporter for MLive.com, who's just published a story in MLive, a ghost town. Upper Peninsula tourism reckons with warm winter. How are businesses dealing with it? How is it impacting them? Rose, you're here to tell us, give us the high level on this story.
Yeah, it's definitely no secret that this winter has been unusually warm. I think we've seen some 70-degree days in February and just on track to be the warmest winter on record. And so I've been speaking to people in the Upper Peninsula where this is big snow country. A lot of their winter tourism hinges on having a really thick blanket of snow to draw people up there. So some of these businesses, you know, a lot of these are small businesses, they have had almost no winter season. So they've barely been able to keep their business operating this winter just because there has not been enough snow or cold enough temperatures to do any of the things that they need to do to keep their businesses operating.
So this affects not only the snowmobile companies and places and the ski resorts, but it also then trickles down to the restaurants, the hotels, the vacation rentals, transportation. It's just bigger than like, oh, the ski resort didn't make very much money. It's much bigger than that, right?
Exactly. Yep. What we see is, you know, snow draws people to the region. And so they might be heading to go snowmobile for the weekend. But in order to do that, they have to stay at a resort. They're going to be eating at local restaurants. So while snow, you know, is one part of the economy, it has this impact and this ripple effect on all these other businesses that rely on some of those winter tourists to come to the region and spend money there. And so tourism for the Upper Peninsula is a very big industry. It employs about 16.5% of the workforce. And it brings in about $1.5 billion in visitor spending each year. And, you know, although summer is the peak season, we see a lot of people going to some of those high traffic destinations in the Upper Peninsula. Winter is a very important season for the Upper Peninsula because it tides these businesses over between those shoulder seasons where they don't see as many people come up. And we're also seeing big events that also draw people to the region being canceled. So a lot of the sled dog races were unable to be held this year. And the events that have been held, like the Winter Carnival or Jibba Jabba, and they just had to kind of pivot and operate a little bit differently.
And so you raise two really relevant and important questions in your article, and you answer them. And that is, first, why is it so warm? What's going on here? What's driving the change? Do we know?
Yeah, this year is particularly acutely warm because of the El Nino. So we had a really strong El Nino sort of in the fall and throughout the winter. And so this weather pattern can just interrupt the Arctic jet streams that usually bring cold air down to Michigan throughout the winter. But in addition to that, which this is sort of a one-off with the El Nino, temperatures across the board are just getting warmer. So climatologists have recorded that it's 2 degrees warmer in the Midwest than it was 75 years ago. And we're on track to see temperatures rise by another 6 to 11 degrees in the next 75 years. And although those sound like small numbers, I think what really worries climatologists is the minimum temperatures are rising. So what we see at night and those types of things where that's when we're getting freezes and that type of stuff, those temperatures are the ones that are really pushing the averages up.
Yeah, and I mean, beyond tourism, even, you know, when you see temperatures going up that high, Kristen, we recently did an interview about the fact that even other agriculture here in the state, fruit trees and other things that depend on a season in which I think they call it hardening, you know, there needs to be a certain number of hours below freezing in order to have the trees blossom, you know, in the right timing and in the right way in the spring in order to ultimately produce fruit. All kinds of issues being created by the lack of cold temperatures and by the lack of, what we've come to know as a winter here. What can be done? You ask the question in your article, you answer it. We'd love to know, is there anything that can be done? And if so, what?
Yeah, we are seeing human-driven climate change. And so that's a very big question to kind of ask how we can pivot and change that kind of thing. But in the meantime, and sort of in the short term, what some of these businesses are asking for is some support from the state. So in the Western Upper Peninsula, just in two counties, they estimate that they've lost close to $6 million, $7 million just in December and January from lost operating revenue. So they're asking for support from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. And just on Monday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed loans from the Small Business Administration. So those counties are currently considered to be within a drought. And because of that, they can ask for some emergency disaster assistance from the federal government.
Right.
So these are sort of some short-term solutions to help these businesses through this very bizarre winter. Kind of what climatologists are expecting as we're moving forward is we'll see some extreme fluctuations. So while it's very warm this winter, we might see another winter in the next couple of years where there's a big dumping of snow. And in the Upper Peninsula, where they're used to sort of getting a winter with just steady inches after inches, now they're seeing just kind of getting a big dump of snow 1 week, and then it'll warm up, and then get another big dump of snow. So I think a lot of the businesses now are trying to figure out how to pivot and diversify what they're doing. So some ski resorts are adding in spas and saunas and other types of attractions to draw people to their resort instead of just relying on the snow.
Yeah, Kristen, I know you love skiing. Your family mm-hmm. loves to ski. You guys go up north. Did you go as much this year?
No, we didn't.
And we didn't either.
We didn't either.
There were a couple of opportunities for us to go run up for a quick weekend to ski. We didn't go. How about you, Rose? Are you a winter sports, winter enthusiast?
Not a ton of winter sports. I'm not a big skier. Maybe more on the ice skating side of things. But, you know, even on that note, a study just came out last week from the University of Waterloo that the U.S. ski industry has lost more than $5 billion over the past two decades just due to climate change. So we are seeing some really steep economic impacts from sort of these warming temperatures.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you, we were going to take some time over the Christmas, New Year's break from school for the kids and go up north. We decided not to go. We then went up at some point in January. It was when we did have a good snow here in Michigan. That was great. But in asking everyone who was, this happened to be the Highlands, and in asking everyone there, how's the season going? You know, there's kind of this up and down, like you mentioned, Rose, that you get some snow and then you don't get snow. You get warming. The snow melts. You got to make snow if you can. And they said about the Christmas, New Year's period of time, which is so important for them, they literally called it disastrous. They said there was just dirt. It's just unbelievable, the change.
Yeah, and a lot of ski hills are already closing up for the season, which some of these ski hills in the Upper Peninsula region usually stay open through April, sometimes even May, just because they have enough snow. But they're already closing their doors, and it's the first week of March.
Yeah, I know a lot of resorts depend on golf in the warmer season and skiing in the winter. Golf's going to become more important. It really is. They even had, interestingly enough, because there was dirt, they had winter golf as a little kind of a novelty that you could play on a little course up there, a scaled down version of the course. But it was grass and dirt.
Right. Well, I think it's so important that all of these winter destinations, like you said, Rose, really do start to diversify and open themselves up to a variety of other activities. Because if you can't rely on just ice fishing anymore, you're going to have to come up with another activity, or just skiing or snowmobiling. I mean, a lot of these places are really going to have to dig deep to be attractive for other things.
Yeah, and I think for some of these businesses, not only is that a challenge, but it's also a little bit of an identity crisis for regions in the Upper Peninsula that are known for their snowfall.
Really true. Listen, Rose White, economic reporter for MLive.com, you do such a great job always when we have you on the show. We appreciate it very much. Great coverage of the story. The story itself, not so great for the state of Michigan and those that take advantage of the winter in order to make their businesses go. Rose, we appreciate it. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Okay. Kristen, you know, I asked you, have you guys gone up north as much this year to go skiing? You said you haven't. I haven't. Yeah. Our family hasn't. There's two data points right there. A couple of people who love and a couple of families who love outdoor sports.
We just haven't.
Yeah.
And you know what I was actually thinking about in our conversation with Rose? We didn't even touch on the seasonal employees that this affects.
Oh, sure. And the state economy.
Yeah.
My
family's out because we didn't get to go skiing. Okay. Well, big deal. But those seasonal employees that rely on working through the
where they get
the
their
winter,
paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been let go, or just their hours have been decreased because nobody needs them. So this is a big deal.
It is a big deal. In our little survey of three, we haven't spoken to Mark Pastoria yet. We got to get him in on this. I have a feeling that Mark's not going to be all that sad about not having...
I'm sad for, like Kristen said, employees, people trying to keep their jobs and work.
That's a big deal. Mark, are you a golfer?
I'm a golfer.
You know, we always talk about silver lining and things.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In this case, Mark Pastoria is going to get more holes of golf, more rounds of golf in this year than
if
in past years. That's true.
Well, like Kristen said, you know, they have to adapt. They have to find other things to do. We had a golf course, and it was tough because when it rained, you don't get those days back.
Yeah, you have to diversify.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you have it. Maybe 2024, 2025 year will bring us at least some Michigan winter. All right. Well, we're going to run to a break. But when we come back, Kristen, you did an interview. Very interesting. Something that, you know, if you can't go up north skiing, you can't find things to do in the winter that you typically find to do. Maybe you need to socialize a little more. Get out and socialize. Well, the issue there is that many of us have challenges, and the pandemic may have even heightened it, conducting small talk when it comes to getting into social gatherings, whether it be a little party, heading over to the neighbors, even at work, wherever you interact with people. There's kind of a thing that happens, a dance, if you will, that goes on when you greet people you do know or people you've never met before, whatever it may be. And that's small talk. Some of us better at it than others. Some of us more comfortable with it, more natural at it. Some of us really challenged by it. And even more so, as I said, because of the pandemic.
We're going to give everybody some tips on how to get yourself in the right mindset to go into a conversation, some things to ask, and then how to politely excuse yourself when you are done.
Yeah, well, okay. No small talk here on this show. Big talk coming up. Kristen, we're going to hear your interview on how to engage in small talk more effectively right after this break. Stick with us.